Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Tom singing I Choose, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Never Cry Alone, from Matthew chapter 17, verse 46.
Master, may I be so honest, could I admit the way I feel? I'm hurting, it seems that you've forsaken. I wonder, is your love for me still real? Though my friends think I am happy, unaffected by this trial, they can't see the pain I'm hiding just underneath my smile. Master, I can't live this way anymore. So today I make my choice. And my heart is in your hands, and this mystery that I face today is part of a greater plan. I choose not to be discouraged when the sun will not break through. I have a choice of trusting you. So Lord, this is why this road will not be easy. I know I'll have my weaker days, and Satan, he'll tell me I don't mean it when I say I'll trust God all the way. But that really doesn't matter. I refuse to hear him out. With my faith I'll find the power that will overcome all doubt. Lord, I've never felt so strong than when I'm resting in your arms. I choose. When the sun
when the Lord wants today to draw you into a certain place with Him that you've got to go through to get to the victory that He's got for you. Because let me tell you what, if you're just looking for the victory, it's not going to work. For the trials, there is a learning process. For the trials, there's a growing process. For the trials and the suffering, there's a developmental that God's trying to do in your life to develop you for His glory, His honor, and His praise today. Whatever your cry, you know what? Thank God you can share it with God. Amen. Whatever you're facing today, God wants to help you. There are things you don't have to share with anyone else. But you can take them to God. In a few moments, you'll have that opportunity across this 45-foot altar right here. You can bring it all to Him. Amen. Whatever, you know, you pour out to God, I'm glad today you can leave with God. Thirdly, quickly, on the cross, we see the commitment and the consistency of Christ. Jesus said, "Into thy hands I commit," or "I commend my spirit." The struggles don't mean we stop serving God. I got folks, when I get past, I just want to grab them by the shoulders and say, "You're not going to get past until you get back with God." So I choose a more gentle way. You can weep and know that you're still with the Father. Amen. The key is never cry alone. Weep with the Spirit of God. You remember the Word says that the Spirit of God groans for us. And finally, the last thing is, fourthly, is the celebration. That's the resurrection. See, all these other three things, the upper room, Gethsemane's garden, the cross, it all culminated. Because if that's all there was, and he was just a mere mortal that went to an upper room and went to a garden and prayed, and just as he wasn't the only man to die on a cross, but if it ended there, there'd be no hope. But it didn't end there. Thank you, Lord. I'm so glad of Psalm 30 and verse 5. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Our tears become a river in the desert that God will use. You know that struggle you're going through? God may be using that struggle to touch somebody else's life. Just not to show you the, "Where's that door, man? I got to get out of this trial I'm in." It's not about the door. And it's not about getting out the trial, because you're not going to get out until God's taught you a lesson and developed your life. So don't be looking for the door. Just be looking to Jesus. Amen? Because He's going to take the tears that's like a river flowing in the desert, and He's going to bring something good to somebody else, and He's going to change you through that process, and He's going to bring a blessing to you. That's what our God does. You don't have faith if you can't trust God with your tears. The psalmist says he even bottles our tears. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to the day. Just imagine this water glass or bottle. And just imagine God's got a massive, it's got your name on it. Because the Revelator says in Revelation 21 and 4, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." But there's coming a day God's going to take that tear bottle. I'm not even going to pour it out. Just do some imaginative things here. And He empties the tear bottle. No crying in heaven. Because of the resurrection, the tears that you have wept, cried, brokenness, shatteredness. Oh, you want something better. You want to turn around. You want a touch. You want God glorified in what you're facing and going through. Remember, God sees those tears. And you never cry alone. And they're a language that only God understands. And He's going to bring victory to your life. He's going to bring strength. For we never cry alone. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Maybe you're crying on the inside this morning because you've never invited Christ into your heart and your life. And you have every reason to weep because you're facing an eternity without Christ, which means you're going to face hell, which means you're going to face the great white throne of judgment, which means you're going to face a lake of fire and brimstone where the worm is not consumed, and where there's no pleasantries, where there's nothing but weeping and wailing and grinding and gnashing of teeth. I didn't say that to scare you. I said that as a reality. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, that's what you're facing. But because of what Jesus did at the cross, you don't have to face that. You can give your heart and your life to Him today. And you can receive Him today. Pastor, I'm not sure if I'm saved. I've never invited Christ in my heart and my life. I'll do nothing to hurt you, humiliate or embarrass you. I just want to pray for you. That's all I want to do. But just lift your hand up right now and say, Preacher, pray for me. I don't know that I'm saved. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I wonder how many of you today, it's been tears. Sometimes you feel like you've cried alone. You got struggles. You feel like you're carrying a weight that you can't carry. You don't have to anymore. I want you to stand to your feet right now. Father, I believe you want to do something for somebody in here today. Just not for one, for many. I believe you want to pour out your grace, your power, your spirit. I believe you want to perform, Lord, something in someone's life today that will transform them from where they are to where you want them to be. And to know that through the tears, God, you will bring triumph. Through the burdens, you will bring direction and leadership. We just need to step up and commit ourselves to Christ. We just need to come and put it all before the altars of God and say, Lord, I can't take this. I can't handle this. But you can. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help me. Help me. As music begins, I pray, if anything said today touched your heart and you need to come, I pray you'll come right now. The cross through us lives on.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.